Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. You know, we talk a lot about discipline, resilience, strength, all those awesome things that help us navigate life's crazy roller coaster. But let me tell you something. Folks, true strength isn't just about pushing through every hardship with a stoic face. It's also about recognizing when we need to be kind to ourselves, even when things get tough. That's why today, we're diving into the power of self-compassion, a superpower you already have within you that can seriously level up your mental health game. Never felt like you're beating yourself up over a mistake or spiraling into negativity after a setback? We've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from those self-critical thought patterns and cultivate a sense of loving acceptance towards ourselves, flaws and all? That's where self-compassion comes in. Here are five key takeaways that can help you unlock this incredible inner resource. 1. Self-compassion is not self-indulgence. Listen up. This isn't about giving yourself a free pass or making excuses for bad behavior. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and care that you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think of it like this. Would you berate your best friend for making a mistake? Probably not, right? So why do we sometimes treat ourselves so harshly? 2. Acknowledge your humanity. We are all imperfect beings. We make mistakes, we have setbacks, and sometimes we just plain mess things up. It's part of being human. Recognizing this universal truth can be incredibly liberating. Instead of dwelling on your imperfections, practice acknowledging them with kindness and understanding. Remember, everyone stumbles, that's how you get back up that matters. 3. Challenge your inner critic. That nagging voice in your head that constantly puts you down? Yeah, we all have one. But here's the thing. You don't have to listen to it. Learn to identify those critical thought patterns and challenge them with evidence and compassion. Instead of saying, I'm such a failure, try something like, this didn't go as planned, but I can learn from this experience. 4. Practice mindfulness. When you're feeling stressed or overwhelmed, take a moment to step back and connect with your breath. Pay attention to the sensations in your body, and notice your thoughts and emotions without judgment. Mindfulness helps us create space between ourselves and our reactions, allowing us to respond with greater clarity and compassion. 5. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, folks, this is the most important one. Treat yourself with the same love, care, and understanding that you would offer a cherished friend. Take time for activities that bring you joy, celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small, and forgive yourself for your mistakes. You know, I was struggling with a major project recently, and I found myself spiraling into self-doubt. I kept replaying all the things I thought I'd done wrong, feeling like I was drowning in a sea of negativity. But then I stopped and remembered this. Self-compassion is my secret weapon. I started to acknowledge my feelings without judgment, reminding myself that everyone makes mistakes, and that this wasn't a reflection of my worth as a person. I took a break, went for a walk, and cleared my head. When I came back to the project, I was able to approach it with a fresh perspective and renewed sense of calm. And you know what? I finished it. It wasn't perfect, but it was good enough, and that's all that mattered. So, remember, self-compassion isn't a weakness, it's a strength. It's about recognizing your humanity, treating yourself with kindness, and moving through challenges with grace and understanding. All right, everyone, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles when it comes to practicing self-compassion? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or hit us up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And remember, be kind to yourselves out there. You deserve it. That's all for today, folks. I hope you found this episode helpful and inspiring. Don't forget to subscribe to the Daily Stoic Blueprint for more insights and strategies to help you live a more fulfilling life. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep practicing that self-compassion.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.